Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And we are in our series called Salvation Sunday. We tried to show stories where in the Old Testament or the New Testament, God saves his people or a person. So I hope you're enjoying this series. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. All right, we're going to jump into God's word. But before we do that, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You really do help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our heart so that we change the public square. Okay, we are in Exodus 14, and we've been talking about Moses and how God met him in a burning bush, saved him by a basket when he was a little one, all these kind of things. This time we're going to talk about the sea is divided. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, so remember, he had gone before Pharaoh several times. There were different plagues that took place all across Egypt, and finally Pharaoh has let his people go. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying, tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in Baal Zephon, opposite by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the sons of Israel, they are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Thus I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them, and I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So it's interesting, because some would say, well, why did God harden Pharaoh's heart as we dive into this? Which, you know, I guess is a good question. We see in other parts, it says that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. I think it's chapter 8. But look at the outcome statement. I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. In the sovereignty of God, God weighed out the balances of time of our heart and of Pharaoh's heart, and he has said, it's better if I harden Pharaoh's heart so that the whole world or the Egyptians will know that I am Lord. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart towards the people, and they said, what is this we have done that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made his chariots ready and took his people with him, and took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers, all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after sons of Israel as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. Then the Egyptians chased after them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army. And they overtook them camping by the sea of Pihahiroth in front of Baal Zephon. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Have you ever had Pharaoh's armies chasing you? Like, no, I've never had Pharaoh. I know, I'm not literally, but where the enemy seems like it's going to get the upper hand. Have you ever had it where Pharaoh is pursuing you and you became frightened? The enemy is pursuing your heart, your soul, and you become frightened in the public square. And what do? They cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, it is because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you dealt with us in this way, bringing us out of Egypt? So they instantly turn to Moses and start blaming him. Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Wow. Look how fast the people started to rebel against Moses. Hey, wouldn't it have been better for us just to be slaves the rest of our life then die out here in the wilderness? Leadership costs. When you are leading people out of areas of bondage, areas of slavery, areas of entitlement, areas of victimhood, areas of, I don't know, just so many things in our culture. They oftentimes will turn on you. Let's see how Moses responds. But Moses said to the people, do not fear. And I say that to you today as well. Do not fear. Take that fear and allow God's perfect love to cast out that fear. Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Today is the day of salvation. Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of our God. When we look around Washington State today, it looks like all the things that are contrary to the word of God, all the policies, all the ideas, all the ideologies, all of the culture are coming in to attack us like Pharaoh was attacking Israel. And we're like, wouldn't it have been better to be in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and we just stayed in bondage and slaves than to come out here in this wilderness and die? And God would say to you, and he would say to me, do not fear, for salvation will be accomplished through our Lord. And you say, what is salvation? Well, if you're not born again, the only way to get saved is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for your sins. You are a sinner. I am a sinner. And Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And by faith, we believe that God raised him from the dead. And by faith, we place our hope and trust in him by repenting of our sin, turning to the living God, and he makes us brand new. All right. Look at this. He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. See, Moses does something. He releases faith into the moment. He saw the enemy approaching, or sees the enemy approaching, and he says, look at that. See those guys? I've heard God. I know what he said is going to happen. And those enemies you won't ever see again. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Wow. Sometimes God says, be silent, and he's going to fight for you. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel, go forward. He says, hey, why are you doing this? Go forward. As for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. As for me, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will be honored through Pharaoh and all the armies through his chariots and his horsemen. Okay? So, look at this. We see Moses' responsibility and the people's responsibility, and then we see God's sovereignty, God's responsibility. He says, why are you crying out against me? As for you, all right, so what is your ask for you? What has God said to you today? What is your responsibility? Is it to pray? Is it to stand? Is it to speak? Is it to be courageous? Is it to love? Is it to stand firm? What is it? As for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand and divide it, and the sons of Israel shall go through the midst on the dry land. As for me, God, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. So each one does his part. The sovereignty of God does his part, and free will of man must do their part. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I am honored through Pharaoh, through the chariots and his horsemen. He says, I want them to know that I am the Lord. Isn't God gracious? He wants you to know that he is the Lord your God. You say, well, that wasn't very gracious to the Egyptians. They got killed in the sea. Well, if they were smart, they would see the hand of God and have turned back from pursuing. Then the angel of God, who had been going before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel, and there was the cloud along the darkness, yet it gave light at night. Thus, the one did not come near the other all night. All right, so the pillar of cloud moved behind them. And we see, so it came to the camp of fire, and there was the cloud along the darkness in the light. So we see that God surrounds them with his protection. And that's exactly what God wants to do for you today. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land. So the waters were divided, and the sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and waters were like a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. No matter what you have, when you have an impossible situation going on in front of you today, God is going to divide those waters and allow you to walk on dry land in the protection of Almighty God, surrounded by his presence, so that you know it is God who goes before you, behind you, and beside you. You are surrounded by the protection of God. Then the Egyptians took up the pursuit, and all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen went in after them into the midst of the sea. At the morning watch, the Lord looked down at the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. The Lord is willing to provide confusion to your enemies. Okay? He caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and he made them drive with difficulty. So the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians." So what did he say? So they'll acknowledge me as Lord. And what do? They acknowledge him as God fighting on their behalf. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over the chariots and their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state at daybreak while the Egyptians were fleeing right into it. Then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even Pharaoh's entire army that had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them remained, but the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptian, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Wow. What does it take for you to believe in the Lord and to believe on his servant, Jesus Christ, the risen one, the Son of God, Almighty, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor? What does it take for you to have that place where you say, "I have seen the deliverance of our God, and Jesus is Lord"? I double dog dare you to cry out to God today and say, "Lord, save me. Use me mightily for your kingdom." Amen. So this is Salvation Sunday, and this is what we're learning about today, that God is the one who saves us from our enemies. Turn to him. Call upon him. Allow his love for you to drive out all fear and give you boldness and confidence that you need today. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, many of us are experiencing different levels of attack. We're living in a time and a season where evil is called good and good is called evil. Deception is all around us. Evil is prevailing. God, we are losing. God, we need your help. We're backed up against the corner. We need you to stretch out your hands over the water to divide it so that we have a way of escape. No temptation has overcome us except this common demand. And God, you are faithful to provide a way of escape. Lord, we need you today. We need your help. We lift up Governor Bob Ferguson, President Donald J. Trump. We lift up J.D. Vance. We lift up Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, Michael Baumgartner, Suzanne Schmidt. We lift up Leonard Christian. We lift up so many of our elected officials, God. Go before us today. Surround us today with your glory, God. If they need wisdom, give them wisdom. If they need righteousness, give them righteousness. If they need the blood of Jesus to cover their sins, then give them the blood of Jesus. Whatever our elected officials need, God, would you be their sustainer, provider, redeemer, and friend. Lord, we need you. We repent as a state, God. We need you to get back to you, God. We tried to replace government as God. God, you are our God, not government. God, we need you. We love you. Divide the waters for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.